Rory, at 1.1 today against Cork, that's two home victories now for you and the opening two home games. You had to grind that one out. It was a tight one.
Yeah, sure did, Oisin. Listen, it was very pleasing the way we did grind it out, you know. Look, you know, in the type of weather conditions that was played today, it was always likely to come down to the wire, you know, but at the same time, 10 minutes in the second half, we were in total control and 5 points up.
Yeah, and there was an opportunity there where you could have went 6 points up and then the game turned because they went up the field and got their goal. And then when you lost Michael as well, all of a sudden you found yourself being pinned back.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, you know, just thin margins, Colum's shot just dropped short and the next thing the ball's in the net at the other end. But those things happen in games and you have to adapt to it. And thankfully, we adapted to it. You know, after a period of Cork dominance, we kind of took a wee foothold in the game again and grounded out.
Yeah. And even at that point as well, when you were still being pinned back, there was opportunities. Like Ryan had, he should have put the ball, the foot through the ball and stuck on the back of the net. There were still other opportunities to get that point or two ahead again.
There was, definitely. You know, we probably overplayed the ball there at times. We were probably hunting for a goal maybe too often and probably should have tapped the ball over the bar. But to me, what was pleasing was the way that we were able to create the opportunities. You know, another day you'd like to think you put them away. But, you know, probably, truth be told, we are not overly happy with the opportunities we've missed in the last two games.
What about Michael Murphy? He was sent off two yellow cards. Now, he should be okay for next week because it's only two yellows, but at times Michael was very hard done by in there today.
Listen, I have to watch the incidents back on the television, you know, but Michael's a big guy who works very hard, who goes into a lot of contact, and you know, sometimes things look a wee bit worse than they are, but it's something we're going to have to look at, you know.
But it's a tactic now, the rest of the counties are all taken against Michael. We've seen it against Kerry and we've seen it against Dublin last week, and now there was a bit of it there today, so it's something that's becoming the norm now when you're playing Michael Murphy.
You know, the quality of Michael, he's coming under a lot of pressure, so he is, you know, as I say, he's a big man, he's a big unit, and you know, maybe referees feel that he can look after it. But look, it's something we're gonna have to deal with.
Yeah, is he not getting enough protection, do you think?
From the refs, I'll have to watch the video back, you know, in real time. You don't know what's going on. At the same time, I think Joe McCullough handled the game well, you know, in the conditions, so he did. So look, it's something we'll look at.
Yeah, pluses today, Marty O'Reilly played very, very well, kicked 4 points.
Yeah, Marty's a busy wee player in there, you know, and he's been about the squad a while now, and he's had one or two setbacks with injuries and one thing another. But he's had a wee run at it now, he knuckled down from before Christmas himself, getting himself in good shape, and he's had a good run on the team and it's helped him.
Two home ones still on track. If you can get a third one now against Monaghan next weekend, it'll put you in a strong position in the division, Rory.
Yeah, listen, it sounds boring, Oisin, but every manager I think says the same thing. It's game on game, and we take one game at a time, and you know, the focus now will shift to Monaghan. But you know, Monaghan and ourselves is always a good tussle, you know, another Ulster derby, and you know, it's a game we'll be looking forward to.
And a result like this today, and the manner that you just won it, you sneaked it by a point, they're the kind of results that can save you in the division too.
Well, hopefully, you know, there's never much room. It kind of brought a wee bit memories back to 2012. We dug out Cork 1-6-6 in Ballybofey in very probably worse conditions than this, you know. So you know, those narrow wins are character building.
Neil McGee started for the first time this year. I know he came on against Dublin, done well against Ken McManaman, but he played very well today against Colm O'Neill, because O'Neill scored the first 2 points for Cork and after that he was very quiet.
Yeah, well, he kicked the first two frees now, if you're accurate from Neil's point of view, you know. So he did. And great frees they were, but probably, to be fair, it wasn't an overly good day for forwards, you know, from that point of view. But listen, great to have Neil back. We all know what he brings to the team, you know.
And Anthony Thompson back as well, made an appearance in the second half.
Great to have Anthony back, you know, in fairness, I'm delighted with him. He's, you know, from I spoke to him at the start of November, he says, yeah, Rory, I want to be there. You know, I'm not living at home, but I'll be there and I'll be ready. And, you know, it's great to get him involved today. The wee injury, you know, missed the first two games. And, you know, we're looking forward to having him home more often.
Rory, thanks for talking to us.
No worries.